Good morning. Government ministers in England want more leniency over parking tickets. They have told traffic wardens to hand out more verbal warnings instead of fines for people who overstay parking. Councils have been warned they should not be making loads of money from parking fines, should aim not to give any parking tickets at all if it's a minor breach. Drivers who overstay their parking ticket should be treated more leniently than those who park in double yellow lines or in disabled bays. Patrick McLaughlin, the Transport Secretary, claimed the move was part of a common sense approach to parking enforcement. But is it going to happen here? Should it happen here? The local businessman, Bill Jeffrey, what do you think?
Well, when I read this, I thought, Stephen, your country needs your money. And if you think you're going to get off, the answer is no. Look, this is going to lead to absolute anarchy on the roads. Who's going to heed warnings anyway? They're just going to abuse it. And look, we have a
ridiculous. Do not be ridiculous. Stephen, anarchy on the roads.
The bad parkers and overparkers are fair play. I think they should be punished. And that's what you get when you break the law. Honestly, we just can't have people parking willy-nilly. We can't have them overstaying
but
willy-nilly.
This is about getting a verbal warning rather than an immediate. No. I'm done sometimes outside the BBC. I'm not like the rest of them. I don't get parking spaces everywhere. I'm done outside the BBC, seriously. Within about 6 minutes of overstaying my time.
Listen, Kirsty,
6 minutes.
You hear the
6 minutes.
Cascading down the faces of all the listeners when you put that statement out. Look, people who pay for an hour should get an hour. 60 minutes, not 1 minute more, not 1 minute less. That's the law.
But why don't we adopt what they're clearly doing in England? Why don't we do that? Why don't we start to say, do you know what? The motorist is not the enemy. When you go out and you park your car, you're not the enemy, for goodness sake.
No, motorists aren't the enemy. It's parkers who overstay their leave, parkers who abuse the regulation. That's why you can't shop in half the city centres, right across town centres across Northern Ireland. People abuse it, and you should pay. Go and do your messages, get your shopping, come out and leave again. If you leave 5 minutes early, well, they've been very kind about it. You stay 5 minutes over, you need to be punished with the full rigour of the law. The parking ticket has
full rigour of the law.
Yeah. Really, and I believe that this business of letting you off a bit if you go to a wee lecture, that's a nonsense. People just opt for that. So they go to sleep in the middle of it, so they do. You break the law, you pay the fine.
08459 555 678. 08459 555 678. There's a problem with parking in Northern Ireland. Full stop. One, the price of it in the city centre is absolutely incredible. But secondly, Bill, you know, for example, I was up in the Lisburn Road yesterday. I was calling in for a fish supper in the Lisburn Road. I couldn't get parked. What were there? There were three parking wardens walking up and down the Lisburn Road, just scooping people, just walking from car to car to car to car to car.
They walked proud.
And all people were doing was, all people were doing, we were off for Easter. We were all off for Easter. We were trying to go out. You couldn't get parked anywhere. So what do? Do you drive home and not go into the local shops? Is that what you do?
Got to keep parking under control. It's a privilege. It's something that has to be looked at very, very strongly. It's an income stream for our Northern Ireland Assembly anyway, so it is. And we need that, as you well know. But we cannot have this over-generosity. It's unfair on the people who do park correctly. If you park correctly, you do not get a fine. If you observe the law, you do not get a fine. You get your messages done and you go home happy and satisfied.
So are you honestly telling me that you don't see a difference from if you put money in a meter and, I don't know, you've paid for an hour and you come back an hour and 10 minutes later and you've got a parking ticket. You don't see any difference in that and someone parking on a zebra crossing, someone parking in a disabled bay, someone parking in double yellow. Well, it's the same fine.
Well, one is a serious breach. One is absolutely antisocial, parking near pedestrian crossings could lead to people getting killed, parking double yellow lines. Patently, absolutely wrong for anybody and everybody. And for anybody that has the audacity to go in and park in a disability space when they have no need to, no ticket, no socket, anything like that, then that's just antisocial. Look, it's not a big deal.
Let's bring in Patrick in Dundrum. Morning, Patrick.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Do you want me to tell you what happened to me?
Yes, please.
Right. I went over to Lisburn, I think it was last week, I think it could have been Wednesday or Thursday, I went over to buy a birthday present for my daughter. And I went into Lisburn, found a disabled parking space, and went into it. Now, I asked a taxi driver, and I said to him, do disabled people have to pay? Because there was no sign-up saying they had. He says, mate, you've been four silver sticking 50p in the meter, because they're just handing tickets out here like confetti, he said. So I put 50p in the meter, away I went, shop around the shops, and I forgot to clean all about it. And I come back, and there was a ticket on the car.
What?
Yeah. That's what I said when I said it. You know, and I phoned them up and explained the situation that it was complete. You know, it wasn't an intentional thing to done, you know. I thought that if you had overstayed your time, you might get the chance of walking forward and putting a few pounds into the meter. And, you know, as a sort of thing to remind you in the future about it. But they said, no, it's £45, £90 if you don't pay in 15 days.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair and reasonable. Patrick, have you got a disability? Patrick, had you a disability sticker?
Yes, a disability sticker taped to the front of my car on the window permanently.
I thought you were allowed 3 hours free on the roadside to park.
Well, they what I called, according to the fellow on the thing, they said this wasn't the road. This was, you know, it's
in a private car park. In a car park. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. There is a clear note.
But look what they're doing in England. They're giving you a bye ball. They're giving you more leniency. They're treating you like a human being.
Yeah.
No,
well,
Stephen, you want your bread buttered on both sides. We're different here.
Yeah, well, I would have thought, you know, if this was supposed to be a car park, they'd be set up to say this is a car park, everybody must pay. Now, I go to St. George's Market in Belfast, and there's a wee car park there, and when you go through the thing, there's a sign saying disabled people must park. Must pay to park. But there was definitely no sign, and when I phoned the fella, he was less than sympathetic. He just said, right, mate, that's your lot.
Councillor Jim Rogers has phoned us this morning. What do you want, Jim?
Good morning, Stephen. Hope you had a nice Easter.
I had an okay Easter.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what it is, Stephen. Last week in the centre of Belfast, there was a young family, mum and dad, two children, boy and girl, and they arrived around at the reception of the City Hall, and I happened to be in the building, and the security man called me over. And then the girls in reception said, look, Councillor Rogers, could you help these people?
Yes.
They had just arrived in the city. They had no sterling. They come up from Kerry. First time ever.
No sterling?
They booked into a city centre hotel. Went to the machine. The machines don't take euros. Walked into the reception hotel and asked them, had they any change? They said no. So they nipped around to the bank, came back, and they told me it was just over 10 minutes, fixed penalty ticket. So I took them round to the headquarters of the traffic attendants. Now, usually you can't get in to see anybody. But in fairness, one of them recognised me and they said, hold on a minute. Went in to speak to somebody else, came back out, said, sorry. Once a ticket's issued, a bit like the police, you can do nothing about it other than appeal it. Now, these people, totally upset and annoyed, had just arrived in the city. They had left Kerry at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Belfast by 11. Now, I would hope the traffic attendants would be more understanding whenever they see a registration plate from either the Republic of Ireland or mainland Europe, because it's like you and I taking our cars down south or taking our cars to somewhere maybe in France or Italy or Spain. You don't know what these meters require.
Exactly.
Some of them you can use your credit card, you can use your debit card, others you can't. And again, these people were here for 3 days. They clearly were in a distressed state. They were leaving Belfast and Northern Ireland with a bad taste in their mouth over their experience.
Sure. I'm sick of it.
I can't believe that. If I go to Dublin or the continent, I have euros in my pocket. I know that's the currency of the place.
Well, Bill, I know exactly what you're saying,
Sterling.
But not everybody would think that way like you and I would. And I feel there should be a little bit of understanding. People, yes, have got to be treated in an equitable fashion, but nevertheless, a little bit of understanding. And I'm hearing day and daily from people complaining about the way the traffic attendants are handling certain streets in the city.
Haven't the parking charges gone up? Vincent's telling me here the parking charges, have they? You making that up? Hold on a minute. Finney says the parking's gone up.
I think he's making that up. Sure, he hasn't got a car. I heard he has a skateboard.
He's got a wee pink mini.
Yes, well, I mean...
He got a new pink mini since he got this show that's outperforming Stevens, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. He's able to go and
buy this car outright.
You can't ring your friends after 10 o'clock for an hour.
Here's Hugh.
They're all listening to the radio.
Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, I'm glad... I don't want to talk about your first caller's on, you know, talking about things about serious breaches over a car parking situation.
It's ridiculous.
You know, the thing is, you know... Well, this debate has developed into a wider remit. We're talking about, Jim Rogers talked about tourism there.
Yes.
You know, and that's part of the whole thing we need to address. Have a look around Belfast. See how many shops are closed down. Why? Because of parking charges. We've seen a situation in Liverpool where they have removed the bus lanes. We're seeing situations in the Republic of Ireland where they're now going to relax the car parking levies. I think that's a common way through.
Look, the roads were... I stood and watched this. As I say, I went up... The Lisburn Road's brilliant for this because you can walk from one side of the road. You can go from the chippy to the ice cream shop on the Lisburn Road and you just walk from one side to the other, right?
I noticed you've identified those two, Stephen, as needs.
I have. And I stood and I watched... I watched these traffic wardens yesterday and because people were off for Easter holidays, there wasn't as much traffic on the road.
Absolutely.
And there were cars that were clearly people out shopping in local shops and the cars were parked. It was about 10 to 5. Cars were parked in a clear way. Done. So all these people were coming back having shopped in their local shops, contributed to the local economy, parked their car at the side of the road. There wasn't loads of traffic. The roads were relatively empty. Done. £45 a ticket. Done.
I agree with you, Steve.
I think it's reasonable, Hugh. I believe that if you get a ticket, you become more careful as you go on. If you get a second one, you become ultra careful. Look,
I don't know. I think you need to see your GP. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're talking about serious breaches of people parking offences.
Yeah.
There's shops in Belfast City Centre which are closed down because of car parking fees.
No, it's not. It's not. No.
The economy suffering. That's the fact. People are unemployed. That's the fact. You know, you sound like me, like someone who wants to be starting the Conservative election. But at the end of the day, you know, you need to get real here. You need to get real here because what we have here is a situation where the economy is under threat.
Yes, it is, but it's not only from parking charges. There's 1,000 other reasons that have built into this. To put parking charges as the reason for it is really a nonsense. I mean, we go back to the old thing, the bankers, they should be punished. They should have to pay double on parking spaces. And that's a good idea. I like that idea, actually. But we have to be careful. We have to, look, it's not about ice cream dilettantes and chippy dilettantes. What you've got to do is remember that there are families coming to do their shopping there. There are families wanting home that get blocked, children in the car and that sort of thing. You've got to respect other people. We're motorists, we're adults, we're grown up. If you break the law...
Listen, you've also got to respect the fact that there's times and periods of the year when car parking fees need to be lapsed. Because what happens here is you've got a situation like Easter Monday, yesterday and Tuesday, where families are out with a good bit of weather, they're out taking their children out, they're going around shopping in their local areas, parking and come back with a parking ticket. Now, that's what we've got. You need to get real. Have a look at Belfast City Centre. How many shops are closed down? Why? Ask yourself the question. And go to other towns throughout the north of Ireland and have a look. Republic of Ireland has taken a wise approach, and so has Liverpool by removing bus lanes. Let's get real. Let's get...
Bus lanes, I'll talk to you about you and
sorry. No, we're not doing bus lanes today. We are not doing... But I'm not getting wound up by bus lanes. Andrew McVeigh, bring some sense to this.
Fact, year after year, some people get caught out. They think over a holiday period, such as Easter and Christmas, that the meters are not in operation and they don't read the sticker on the meter. Now, I was one of the people who advocated about putting stickers on meters because it was not clearly spelt out for people. But again, I think a little bit of discretion a little bit of common
sense. Andrew McVeigh, can you bring some sense to this?
Well, I don't know if I can bring any. I don't know if I can bring any sense, but I think I've got one parking ticket once, and I agree with the man who said you're more careful and you won't do it again. I've been in Belfast City Centre. I have run from somewhere like Marks and Spencer's all the way, usually park sort of around Adelaide Street or Linenhall Street. I've run all the way there so as to get back in time before the ticket runs up. And you know what? It's fair for the people coming behind me. It's really difficult to get a parking space in Belfast City Centre if you're going into town to do shopping. Really, really difficult. But if people hog their parking spaces, if the charges are less, people are parking there for 4 hours, what about all the people who come, who are circling and circling, who can't get a spot?
Exactly.
So if you have a higher rate, it means people don't stay there for so long.
What?
And it means the people who are come. Well, I mean, I'm not going to pay 20 quid to park in the street. I'm going to pay maybe enough for an hour, and then I'm going to go into town, do everything I have to do, and then I'm going to go back. And then that means I leave a space open and somebody else can get that space. But if the charges go down and people are staying there for 4 hours or they're staying there all day, what about all the people who can't get parked? So, I mean, I actually think private, the problem is with private car parks, that they're so expensive, they're eye-wateringly expensive sometimes, and there are good ones. But if I want to go into the city centre for a day, I'll get a bus, or if I know I'm going to be there for longer than 2 hours, I'll get a bus or I'll get a lift in. And there aren't enough parking spaces, but in order that everybody has a fair shot, you have to have a flow of cars parking and leaving again, and unfortunately that's what it takes. It takes those charges. Now, coming back, I think a 5 minute leeway either way is a good idea, because you can get held up, anything can happen. But I think the argument that you just lost track of time isn't good enough, because I never lose track of time.
It's Craig Mollusk. Morning, Craig. Thank you, Andrew. Stay there. Morning, Craig.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm terrible this morning, actually. I don't know. The sun's shining today and I want to do something exciting, Craig. I want to actually do something that's gonna surge the blood through my body today. And I don't know what to do. I want to do something really... Maybe I should climb up the Mourns or something.
Get up Cave Hill, Stephen.
Now, take a heart attack halfway up. I can hardly walk along the road now. Anyway, go ahead, Craig.
Last Friday, Stephen, we were down in Newcastle for a couple of days, wee holiday, and went into one amusement arcades and a couple of stuff play area, and we come out, and it was, must have been just after 12 o'clock, went back to the car, and there was a £45 ticket on the car, and we were 13 minutes late, and in the return zone.
So you had parked overnight?
No, we went down, we stayed in a hotel, drove up the main street, pulled in, we thought we'd go into the wee soft play area with our 3-year-old, and went in there to play in the amusement arcade. The Dodgems come back out.
Oh, I see.
£45 ticket.
I see.
13 minutes.
It so winds me up.
And that was £45 we were going to spend in a local restaurant the next day before we went home.
So in other words, you were a tourist.
Yeah.
You know, because people think this is all, for goodness sake, a wee parking story, but it probably has wider implications, this, because it might actually put you off going down to Newcastle the next time.
Totally, because there were three spaces behind us. It wasn't as if we were taking up the whole street. There were three empty spaces behind us for 13 minutes, £45. Crazy.
It is crazy. Jan and Ballygown. Good morning, Jan.
Morning. I'm laughing because a friend of mine went to go to the toilet in Newtownards, so he did.
What?
And he has a bad hand, and he parked in the car park beside the toilet in Newtownards, and it was about 2 inches. The back wheel was about 2 inches over the line. With a ticket, now he had a disabled ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out, he got out to go to the toilet, and he came back all of 4 minutes, I'm sure. And when he came back, the boy had the ticket on the car.
£45 for a whiz.
£45 to do a pee. Did you hear that, man? What do you think about that? But he did. I'll tell you. It's a good job that I was not there, because I would have just said to him, get you well, where the sun won't shine on you for a wee while.
You wouldn't want to take you on up a dark entry.
No, well, he wouldn't indeed, because I'm like Jim Rogers.
Danny and Carrick Fergus. Good morning, Danny.
Danny.
He hasn't got his radio off in the background. John and Stonyford. Good morning, John. John's asleep. Johnny Newton Arge. Good morning, Johnny.
Hi, Stephen. Morning.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Stephen, this is a wee bit off the subject of parking meters, but I'm just referring to your first caller. He said about 10 minutes ago about a silly course or a silly lecture on driver awareness. I was at one last week. I was a bad boy. I was 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
What speed were you doing?
I was doing 70 and a 60, so
you dirt ball.
I have to take my punishment. I was given the opportunity to take the course instead of the points. Uh-huh. So, I mean, it was not a silly lecture. It was very hard hitting. It was very engaging.
Was it? What do they tell you? I've often wondered what they tell you in those things.
Well, they educate you about speed, about stopping distances, about how much 2 or 3 miles an hour over the limit impacts your stopping distance. But they also show you videos. They show you videos of people who have lost loved ones on the road. And, you know, we all came in at the start and we all met in the waiting room. And it was one of those awkward moments. Nobody knew anybody. And we were all joking. How long is this going to take? Are we going to get home early? And you see, by the end of it, we were all very solemn walking out that door. And it was worth the money and a lot of lessons were learned.
So it was maybe the type of thing that you should be seeing whether you're caught speeding or not.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think everybody, you become so lazy on the road, you become comfortable, you become comfortable in your surroundings in a car. Yeah, Stephen, I think it's something that everybody should do. And I'm not, by any means, you know, I don't read the highway code, I have little interest, but that was really interesting. And
what was it shocked you most about the course?
It was the stopping distances. It's, you know, we all sat down at the same table of four and table of fours. I was doing 70 and a 60. The guy beside me was doing 32 and a 30, and the other guy was doing 36 and a 30. And the question that we all asked at the start of the course, we wanted from the instructors was, what's the percentage? What can you get away with? That was our question. That's what everybody wanted to know when we had to pose a question. And they didn't answer the question because the answer to that is there is no percentage. It's not 10% plus one. It's not you can do 75 and a 70 because whenever you see those stopping distances at those speeds, it's the difference between life or death, you know. And I didn't think I was going to make this call to the show, but when I heard that term, silly lecture, by your first caller, it's so far off the mark, you know, and it really was beneficial.
Well, I'm glad that John from New Norwich has said all that. His attitude at the beginning of it, of course, was, yes, what can we get away with and that sort of thing. And I think that's the attitude. People go to that for the soft option. They save themselves a few quid. And they go, and, right, John has had an epiphany, and I'm delighted about that. And he put it very well. He has to be congratulated. Speed is a desperate problem on all our roads.
Danny and Carrick.
Sorry, Stephen, you see on another note before I go?
Yes.
I'm in Buncrana at the minute, and I'm sitting outside a shop in a pen display zone. And on these shops in Buncrana, I'm on holidays at the moment, and on these shops, the stickers that allow their customers to park for half an hour free.
Ah.
There you go. I mean, I think that would solve a lot of the woes that you've been talking about up until now.
Johnny, thank you. Morning to you. Andy in East Belfast. Morning, Andy.
Hello, Stephen. Stephen, would I tell you something without being rude? I'm very disappointed with yourself. I have to say to you, honestly, you extremely annoy me at times.
Really?
Why?
Because, well, you know what? Some of you lot annoy me at times too.
Well, that's fair enough, but you seem to take great pride. And you nearly joke about having been caught or overstayed your time. And so
I do not joke about it. I do not joke about it. It actually winds me up.
Stephen, hold on. Let me speak now and you can respond. You seem to take great pride, Stephen, in parking. I don't mean illegally. Initially, that's correct. But you seem to deliberately park and overstay your time and take great pride in the many parking tickets you've received.
You don't know what you're talking about.
What?
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
So what I've listened to you personally over the radio, you're telling lies again.
Why would I? You haven't
parked illegally.
So here's what I'm saying. Why would I deliberately get myself a parking ticket by deliberately not renewing my parking? Do you know what happens, Andy? You come in, and the whole system is crazy. So I can park straight outside the BBC, right? If I want to pay for my parking, you can only pay for 4 hours.
Yes.
So even if I want to pay for it for an 8-hour, 10-hour working day, you're not allowed to do it. So you've got to remember every 4 hours in 2015 to renew your parking. So you're in a meeting. I'm doing an interview. I'm having to go out to somebody's house to interview them. Maybe I have to get a taxi because I'm going to one of these producers in here, or I'm sitting in a studio. And then you come on and you're starting to try to wind me up, telling me I'm doing this deliberately.
probably don't know the exact figures. How many times have you been found in that situation, and how many tickets have you had to pay?
What?
Give me an estimate.
Mind your own business.
Well, you see, there you go. I mean, you're an educated man, and there's other people on there talking about the... In fact, you mentioned the Lisburn Road there yesterday, on a clear way, on a bank holiday. I have no sympathy for any one of them people. It's clearly stated that it's a clear way.
So where do you park?
What do you mean, where do you park?
If you want to go in for a poke in the Lisburn Road, where do you park?
You see, in the Lisburn Road, Stephen, there's a multitude of side streets littered up the whole way up the Lisburn Road. Mm-hmm. What's the problem with that?
Well, they're usually packed, aren't they?
I was in Bangor yesterday, Stephen. Bangor was chaotic.
I'm glad I didn't run on you.
I didn't go and park illegally. I went and parked on a car park.
Well, aren't you just...
At the back of Vazda. And I walked nearly a quarter of a mile to a meeting that me and my wife was going to.
Aren't you just Sammy Goodshoes?
No, I'm not Sammy Goodshoes. Not at all. But I'm saying, repeat offenders and habitual offenders like yourself, I personally feel, which my wife I thought was a very good proposal, and I'm being serious here, I feel if you're caught in your situation more than three occasions, I feel you should get three penalty points.
I think that's a good idea. I dare you to tell... Announce how many you've had, how many tickets. I reckon about...
Sammy Goodshoes here.
What's his name?
Not Sammy Goodshoes.
It is Sammy Goodshoes.
You are a habitual offender. Uh-huh. And you seem to take great pride in it. And I'm sorry, you're meant to set an example.
I do not take pride in it. Hold on one moment.
No, Andy.
Did you say that you parked in the Asda car park?
No, I didn't. I said I parked at a car park at the back of Asda. I wasn't in. I drove through the Asda.
And you walked, what, 2.5 miles or something?
No, I walked about just under a quarter of a mile to go to a meeting in a church on Hobbiton Road.
Imagine walking a quarter of a mile. What's the point of having a car if you're walking?
What do you mean?
What's the point of walking a quarter of a mile?
Stephen, would you not better walk a quarter of a mile and be penalised for £45?
Andy, he wants to park wherever he wants. He wants his own special wee sticker for the... Ask him how many you think he's had, how many parking tickets.
Well, he won't tell me, you see.
No, well, I guess, how many do you think, Andy? Because I've got a fair idea.
The man annoys me extremely at times.
Well, you annoy me too. You annoy me.
You don't say that to a licensed fee payer.
The man can well afford to pay the penalties.
Well, that's true. Andy, I reckon he's had about 200. I reckon. That's my guess. So if you multiply that by 45, if you pay them on time, which is probably not right, he probably leaves it till they're twice the price.
That's disgraceful. Other people can't afford £45.
You're paying somebody's wage.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Aren't you two bonding?
Pure laziness.
Maybe you and Vinny should go out for dinner.
Andy, I'd take you out for dinner any day.
Stephen, listen.
He didn't take me up on that offer, did he?
You are an habitual offender. You should be setting an example as a local personality and radio presenter to other people. Not boasting and taking great pride in what you're doing.
I'm an ordinary person.
I know you're an ordinary person.
So, you know what ordinary people do?
I know.
They park their car and walk into a shop, or they park their car and forget to renew it, or... They go to work and they get caught up in something. So stop coming on here suggesting I've done the crime of the century, Andy. Why is that?
I'm not saying it's a crime of the century. I'm saying you seem to take great pride.
I do not take great pride in it. Many times are you going to say this? Stop saying that.
Well, that's nothing to boast about, Stephen. Nothing
Stop saying I take great pride in it. I do not take great pride in it. It actually winds me up.
Well, maybe could use another terminology. You seem to have a don't care less attitude. Would that be better? Does that sound right?
I get the sneaking feeling that you maybe don't like me.
No, that's not true at all.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Maybe you and I should go out for dinner.
Absolutely. Well, I'm prepared to take you up on your offer. If you're prepared to pay, absolutely.
What would you buy me?
What would I buy you?
You're expecting me to buy?
Absolutely. You can well afford it, Stephen.
Will we put on wee dinner jackets and all that?
Absolutely. I'm prepared for a nice... 14-ounce sirloin steak with all the trimmings.
I like honey ribs.
Do you?
Those are ribs with lots of meat on them.
Absolutely, yes. We are.
I think you and I could bond, Andy. You and I could be one of these. They could use us in future courses of the BBC of how a presenter and a listener through the airwaves bonded, came together. What do you think?
Stephen, name the time and the place and I'll be there. As long as there's a knife and fork in front of me, I'll be more than happy.
It's been good talking to you, big boy.
Bye. Bye.